Today's show is brought to you by International Genetics Labs, where we specialize in personalized medicine, which is called pharmacogenetics. Pharmacogenetics refers to the genetic differences in metabolic pathways which can affect individuals' responses to prescribed medications. We will provide everything your doctor needs to perform the test. If you are on any medications and you would like to find out more information, or if you are a physician and you're interested in doing the pharmacogenetics testing, feel free to check us out at internationalgeneticslabs.com or contact me through my email address, joe@joeshortridge.com, for more information. And now, let's get on with the show.
The podcast with everything paranormal. It's the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your hosts, Joe Shortridge and Jen Shortridge.
Hello.
What's up, brava, brava, brava.
Busy.
I know. Ugh. Another week. It's gone by.
How does it go by so fast?
I don't know. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Time flies when you have fun.
So we just spent the last hour getting our calendar together.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be everywhere this summer.
Yeah, wherever you're at, we're going to be there.
Yeah, check on our website because there is a lot of conventions we will be at. Come out and tell us your stories of ghosts, Bigfoots, and other cryptids.
Yeah, get on the microphone. Let's record a show.
Yeah, let's do it. Joe, we have a really interesting topic today.
Yeah.
A lot of info we're going to pack in a short amount of time. So
so we're going to talk real fast. And if you pay attention, what? No.
Joe's the world's fastest talker.
No, I'm not.
But we're doing this really interesting topic is the effects of the full moon and, the lunar cycle and the lunacy.
Lunacy cycle.
Yeah. Joe needs to be in a lunatic asylum.
Yeah.
It's where you belong, Joe.
I mean, that's part of where the word came from is lunatic.
Yeah. So start us off. Just tell a little background about why we think this is such an interesting topic.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. It's your show.
Oh. No, it's weird because we've been on a lot of investigations, and some of the most active and weird ones, and I didn't even realize until you brought it up to me, happened during the full moon.
Yeah.
You know, we were at Moundsville.
Mm-hmm.
That place was cool.
Yeah.
You know.
Scary.
What are some of the other?
We were at Collingwood Art Center for the full moon.
That one. Yeah. Was it full moon both times? Both years?
I think so.
Because I think that's something we mentioned. We were like, hey, it's a full moon again. And the activity on both those days was just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Gettysburg.
I forgot about Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where else did we go? Let's see, Moundsville, Gettysburg.
The Gill House was
the Gill House. One, oh,
our
my
first
gosh.
Night that we investigated Gill House during International Podcast Day, I believe. Yeah. Or not podcast, International Ghost Hunting Day, was
a full moon.
A full moon.
Yeah. So we had some interesting.
Do you remember, okay, during Collingwood, the first one, that day was a full moon and it poured down rain.
Thunderstorm.
So, yeah.
Remember, thundered and lightning.
Yeah. So it was like these storms would come through and then the full moon would come out. But do you remember the first night we were at the Gill House, driving back from the Gill House, those storms came in and it was just as...
Yeah, you wonder if the full moon has an effect on the weather. I mean, clearly,
no, I don't.
It might.
Well,
right?
I know the moon affects the tides.
Yeah.
And the tides are water, so are clouds, so maybe, but.
Oh, you tied it all together.
I tied
nice
it.
Nice little package. So I just want to, you know, give some little bit of information of like how the lunar cycle impacts the human, us humans. So it says that human and animal physiology are subject to seasonal, lunar, and circadian rhythms. So even though the seasonal and circadian rhythms have been fairly well described, little is known about the effects of the lunar cycle on the behavior and psychology or physiology of humans and animals. They say that the lunar cycle has an impact on human reproduction, fertility, menstruation, birth rate, that melatonin levels appear to correlate with the menstrual cycle, admittance to hospitals and emergency units because of various causes, cardiovascular, acute coronary events, hemorrhaging, diarrhea, urinary retention.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. We're not going down that rabbit hole, Joe. They all correlate to the moon phase. And that other events associated with human behavior, such as traffic, accidents, crime, suicides, appear to be influenced by the lunar cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So weird stuff.
Even like, what's the word I'm trying to think of? You know, like psychic stuff and, mm-hmm. you know, just seem to be more prevalent during the full moon.
Animal studies revealed that the lunar cycle may have effect on the hormonal changes in like insects, fish, something to do with their hypothalamus,
okay,
pituitary and gonadal glands. So like they say in birds, there's variations in the melatonin and cortisone or something, mm-hmm. corticosterone, I don't know how to say that, disappeared during the full moon days. And the lunar cycle also exerts effects on laboratory rats. Said that they have a higher sensitivity to taste, and the ultrastructure of their pineal glands cells changes mm-hmm. during the full moon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird because, okay, you think about the full moon, is the only reason we see the full moon is because the way that the sun and the earth and the moon are lined up, you know, mm-hmm. as the phases of the moon go, because it's not so much, a lot of people say, oh, well, the moon's full today, so it's closer or something. It's not, though. It's always there.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is with the hospitals, how they go nuts, basically, during yeah. the full moon and get so busy. But there is a full moon during the day. Okay. There's some days where you can go out and you can actually see the moon during the day.
Yeah.
And it's a full moon during the day. It's the new moon,
mm-hmm.
no moon at night. You don't see that much activity when that happens, even though it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like it has to be at night. So maybe it's something in physiology mm-hmm. in our minds and our brains because it's the night that changes that.
Yeah, that could.
I know that in animals, there's so much changes in animals. Like you say, you know, we always hear the wolves howling at the full moon and all that. And I don't know if it's because they're awake, because it's brighter or what, but there's definitely changes because a lot of the studies that I looked up all go back to say that there's no actual proof that there's effects,
mm-hmm.
but there's social proof because everybody that I've ever talked to worked in hospitals or police or even like retail.
Yeah.
The full moon does affect people.
Yeah, definitely. People just act cray cray
yeah.
when it's the full moon. I always turn to the lady I work with. I'm like, is it a full moon today? She's like, probably.
Yeah.
But
there was a study done by Princeton University, was also done in Australia, about motorcycle crashes, fatalities during a full moon. The research found that on the nights of a full moon, fatal motorcycle accidents increased by 5% compared to the nights without a full moon. Okay. And they also did the same study, showed that during the super moon, the increases went up by 32%.
Wow.
So it increased so much.
Why do you think that is?
Well, the study goes on to show that they think that the reason why is on those days, when people are out riding their motorcycle, they're inclined to look up at the moon more often. Okay. It takes their eye off the road. And I found that myself coming back from a lot of the shows with the Jeep. When I had the Jeep, I would always have the top down. I can't tell you how many times I've driven down 23, which is the expressway here in the Toledo area. And it is dark out there. There's no lights. You know, it's mm-hmm. one of those straight line highways. And I'll be driving home, and I'll realize that I've been staring up at the stars for miles, wow. You know.
That's scary.
But that's what this study shows, is that the reason why there's more accidents during the full moon is there's actually more, just more people out riding because it's so nice out, mm-hmm. and they're riding their motorcycles and they're taking their eyes off the road more, you know. So it's hard to say, because like it says, overall there was a total increase of 226 additional fatal crashes on nights with the full moon during the study period, which was in 2017, but for some reason they did the study from 1975 to 2014.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah. And that was 494 full moons and 65 super moons that they did this whole study on. And I think it's true. I mean, I think that the whole reason is just more people out because it's such a nice night. Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's been times where I'm driving the Jeep. I mean, I'm on four wheels. Yeah. And I'm looking up at the sky, not paying attention to the road at
Yikes.
All. And it's like the squirrel effect.
Yeah.
Where you're driving down the road and you see a squirrel, or even look down at your cell phone or whatever. And wherever you look, your hand automatically turns to that way. Mm-hmm. So riding a motorcycle, these guys are riding and they're staring up at the sky or looking at the moon, not paying attention. And they could turn or take their hands off the handlebars or whatever. You know, so I think that that study was very interesting because it does bring out a lot of points where sometimes we just don't pay attention.
Well, and it could be other drivers too. Mm-hmm. You know, other drivers are staring at the moon and not yeah. looking out for motorcycles. Uh-huh. So, you know.
But then it goes back to the social proof of working in hospitals and mm-hmm. seeing these people go crazy.
Yeah. So there was a scientific paper published back in 2014. And it was the effects of the full moon on psychiatric emergency departments.
Okay.
So in a nutshell. So.
Nutshell, psychiatric.
Oh, mm-hmm. No pun intended. Dun, dun, dun. No pun intended. But it's interesting because the study showed that there were significantly more admissions for personality disorders than during the non-full moon period.
Yeah.
So there's all the scientific information about it, but they found that the patients with diagnosis of personality disorders presented during a 24-hour period of full moon tended to be more severe.
Oh.
So do you think like the moon has like maybe a gravitational pull on like the water in our brain, or I don't say water, but whatever fluids in our brain?
Yeah, our body is made up of almost 80% water. Mm-hmm. And that was a good point that you just brought up, because lots of times they say that the reason why we go crazy during the full moon is because of the gravitational pull.
Mm-hmm.
But that happens every day, 2 days, or every day, two times a day is the tides,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the amount of pull that is on the human body during the tides is equivalent to like a mosquito landing on you.
Oh,
it's the same amount of gravitational okay. pull, but that also goes back to the thing that you said a little earlier about the melatonin levels.
Mm-hmm.
You change the levels in the brain. That's your chemical imbalance in the brain, which would cause you to go sure. crazy.
Wow. Or have some type of episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it doesn't have to be much of an episode to make you bonkers this time, you know?
I mean, I'm bonkers all the time. So, like, maybe the full moon has...
Bonkers all the time. Bonkers.
Oh, has the total opposite effect on me. Maybe I get sane.
I just had a Sponge song pop in my head. Party all the time. Or I forget how it goes.
I'm the only one allowed to sing on the show, Joe. But here, this is really interesting. This is some research that I found. A link between murders and the full moon and okay. the new moon. So at the University of Miami, the psychologist wanted to test that age-old theory of lunacy during the full moon, if it was truly a wise tale, you know, a wise tale or whatever. So he did a research and collected data on homicides in Dade County, which is Miami area, over a 15-year period. 1,887 murders happened during this time. And he found that the incidences of homicide with the phases of the moon, that they rose and fell together. So basically, when there is a full moon, the murder rate spikes, and when there isn't, it lowers. He, you know, wanted to see if that was just maybe a fluke, like just because of that was that area. So he recreated the study in another area in Cuyahoga County, which is Cleveland area, and got the same exact effects, that the murder rates go up during the full and the new moons.
Okay. So, yeah. And that's what I was saying, too. The new moon is just the full moon during the day. There's no moon out. And so it's still a full moon.
His report also showed that during that full moon, there were peaks in, you know, more psychological type oriented crimes.
Okay.
I guess that's the word I want. I don't know if that's the right word. But so murder, arson, dangerous driving, and kleptomania seem to get a bit crazier during the time as that. But yeah, I mean, I don't think people like made up that old thing you would see in the movies where like the old asylums and inmates would go nutso during the full moon. I mean, I think there was something to it, you know, like they just didn't make that up. They had to have seen this happening during the full moon. I don't know. I just thought that was really fascinating.
Well, I know that the International Ghost Hunters Society, I don't know where they're actually out of, but they're international, so they must be everywhere, teaches that during the full moon, the new moon, or 2 or 3 days on either side of the is the best time for ghost hunting, and claimed to work all over the world. So it's not just like a, you know, us in America say, yeah, it's a full moon thing. You know, even the witches of ancient belief systems would credit full moon phases to the best time for spirit communication. So I think it just maybe does open that veil up a little bit.
Okay, so like the new moons are associated with new beginnings. Yeah. Full moons represent the accumulation of energy, fruition, completion, and celebration, as well as releasing and shedding of old ways to pave a new way for the new cycle.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of like the ancient belief system, but there's 5 magical moon rituals that embrace the many gifts of the blessed at that time of the month. So here's some that you can do, and I'll just go over them briefly.
Okay.
You know? So there's a ritual called the Shed Light on the Darkness journal ritual. So it's basically says that, okay, hang on. I had a brain fart. Okay. Sorry, folks. Okay. So it must've been the full moon. So the journal ritual. So basically it's a simple ritual to bring the light to any darkness you're facing is to take a sheet of paper and write down everything you're feeling uncensored. Notice any surprises or insights gained about issues that are important to you. And then basically you write it down and you will learn to awaken your intuition about that. The next one is clearing your energy with sage. So it's a smudging ritual during the full moon.
All right.
It's a potent time for smudging. It helps you release and ceremonially clear away, you know, just negative, you know, thoughts and things that are going around. Energy clearing.
Okay.
Getting out the negative and toxic and stagnant energies. So you can smudge yourself during the full moon. There's like a ritual you can perform, but I'm not going to go into the details here because you can look it up.
Oh, okay.
There's a charge your spirit tool. So it's a magical infusion ritual during the full moon. And what it does is it amplifies everything with magic. So it's a time to infuse energy into your spiritual tools, like into your crystals, your essential oils, your incense. So it's a ritual and you can use sage to do that. So basically clear out, you know, the, you know, a lot of people use their crystals, when they're doing readings or tarot readings or, psychic readings. So you have to clear that energy out from that person for the next one.
And the full moon, during the full moon is the best time to do that because like we say, we think that it lowers the veil of between us and the spirit world.
Right. The next one is soak up the moonlight. It's a moon bathing ritual. So basically you just, you know, lie down and let the rays of the moon infuse you with their energy or their healing energy. It talks to like, you know, using like Epsom salts or salts, bath salts to let the moon mother shower you with her love.
Okay.
And then the last one, which is your favorite one, Joe.
Oh, really?
Is connect with the moon goddesses, goddess meditation ritual. So it says, because of her monthly cycles, women always have an intimate and special connection to the moon. And basically it's just shedding and transforming yourself into a goddess and sitting in meditation. And I know you do that all the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just like interesting. Like
I turn myself into a goddess all the time.
Yeah.
And then go to the bar and dance.
Nice. Way to go. Way to go, Joe. So anyways, you know, I'm sure it's many different cultures have different rituals that are surrounding the moon. You know, yeah. I'm sure Native Americans did. I'm sure the, you know, ancient Chinese people did. The Egyptians certainly did.
Oh, they did.
The Incas and the Mayas. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just it's just one of those magical things. Like, when you see a full moon, though, you just can't help but look at it. So
that's what I
interesting.
Mean. It goes back to the study where we look up and we walk into walls. And stuff. But no, the ancient Native Americans, mm-hmm. I say ancient Native Americans, the Native Americans, whatever, had different names for each season. Mm-hmm. And they used the moon, obviously. A lot of cultures use the moon to know what time of year it was and stuff, but they had some very interesting names.
Oh, let's
The full wolf moon, which is a great spirit moon in January, or the first full moon of the winter solstice.
Okay.
You know, it's easy it's easy to picture packs of wolves howling at the moon outside their villages. Mm-hmm. You know, the full snow moon, which is also called the suckerfish moon.
Nice.
This is the second full moon of the year in wintertime, or the winter is still alive. The Ojibwe name of this moon is the suckerfish moon, which is an important resource for their winter survival.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So they would base when they needed to get that food on the moon cycle.
That's okay. How a lot of these, you know, and they had different names for them, like the full worm moon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the hard crust of the snow moon.
Okay.
You know, and that's as temperatures begin to rise, the snow melts and the earth softens, becomes mud, while worms become to crawl out of the moon or out of the ground.
I know what you meant.
Yeah. And it's the return of the birds, which feed on them, mm-hmm. you know. The next full moon they called the full pink moon, which is the maple sap boiling moon.
Mm.
So they know it's time to harvest the maple, you know, to make stuff. And, you know, and different references to flowers and fish and eggs return in the spring. And you have the full flower moon, which is also called the budding moon in May. Spring is typically in full force by then, and various moon names recognize the budding of the different blooms of flowers, you know, other references for the period of, like, corn should be planted during that, you know, so they have different times and they know what's, you know, going on.
So that's how they track their calendar, basically.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Then you got, like, the next moon is called the full strawberry moon, which is basically the strawberries are ripe and ready to pick.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ojibwe and many other tribes of the same name for this moon, this month promises as a feast of easy food for picking. So, you know, like we say, they can tell what's going to happen during that full moon session. You know, like midsummer moon, which is also called the full buck moon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the buck's antlers are growing in full force, also called the thunder moon because of the thunderstorms that come in.
Okay.
The next moon is called the full sturgeon moon or the rising moon, excuse me. This is when the sturgeon fish can be caught, you know, at their peak. They can be caught easily. But the Ojibwe had, which was interesting because I didn't know this, but the Ojibwe called it the ricing moon because it was the time to harvest the rice. I didn't know that they grew rice.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And Joe and I we went to that Ojibwe museum in St. Ignace.
St. Ignace, yeah.
It was very interesting.
Of course, and then the next full moon is called the full corn moon or the leaves changing color moon. And obviously because it's time to harvest, you know, the leaves starting to change color. Did I say full color? I meant the full corn moon. Sorry.
Okay. Yep.
Next one is, of course, the full hunter's moon, or the leaves falling moon. Best time of the year for hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And to get prepared for the winter.
Right.
You know, this whole cycle. The next moon is called the full beaver moon, or the freezing moon, because it's the month when, makes reference to the right moment to hunt beaver, because the winter's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the last moon of the year is the little spirit moon, which is in December. And that's when the cold returns of the cycle and starts the beginning of the year all over again. So they have, you know, obviously we have a full moon every month.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that for different times, and it tells them what to do, how to do, and what time of the year to do things. But sometimes there's two full moons in one month,
mm-hmm.
and that's called the blue moon.
Okay.
So you have once in a blue moon.
Oh, you know, that's where I the blue moon it. Came okay. from.
Is just basically it's called the second, you know, full moon of the month. They call it the blue moon.
Interesting.
And that I don't know the history on, but that's kind of neat. I don't know why they call it blue.
I don't know.
You know, and the big thing over last year, remember, there was the pink moon,
mm-hmm.
the blood moon,
yeah.
and all those, just different names for them because of different situations.
I remember one time, it was one of those super moons, and I was driving down Lasky Road, which is like a main street in the city we live in. Moon was so big. I've mm-hmm. never seen anything like it before. It was so big in the sky. It just looked like it was invading us,
yeah.
or like it was coming right at us. Never forgot that.
One of the traditions that I like to do, which I haven't been able to do in a while because I work at the factory now, second shift, is I keep thinking October, but that doesn't sound right. But it was during the Mayflies.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be, what, June?
Yeah, June, July, something
like
something,
that.
Yeah.
But anyhow, there's a small town in Michigan called Luna Pier.
Mm-hmm.
And during that full moon coming up, and I keep thinking October because of harvest moon, but
yeah.
it's huge
yeah.
and bright orange, and it comes up over Lake Erie. And a lot of people go to Luna Pier
mm-hmm.
to watch the moon rise.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought, oh, this would be perfect. The moon's supposed to be huge coming up. I'm going to go check it out. I pulled up and there were so many people there.
Oh, my God.
And
it should turn into a festival.
Yeah. They and we're all looking, and all of a sudden, here comes the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool because it was huge coming up over the lake. And just as it started to come up, some clouds came in
mm-hmm.
that covered it up. And I was like, oh, bummer. And the wind picked up. And this is during Mayfly season.
Oh, gosh.
And I know you guys don't know what Mayfly season is, but in our part of Lake Erie,
mm-hmm.
Mayfly season is horrid. There are billions and
billions.
Or as Carl Sagan would say, billions and billions
yeah.
of mayflies all over everything. I'm talking leaf blowers every morning.
Yeah.
And driving down the road, hearing the little crunches of...
Yeah, but you get a chance, look them up, because they look like a dragon almost. They have, like, wings, like
mm-hmm.
clear wings, and then kind of like a long body. And they're probably, what, about like an inch and yeah. a half long? And then the wings are about, what, about an inch
yeah.
high? And but they're harmless, but they stink.
They don't even have mouths, yeah.
They stink.
They were all out there, and the clouds come in. We're like, oh, bummer, we can't see the moon. And this wind picked up and blew millions of these things all over everybody. And everybody's running to their cars.
Oh, my God. That's like a horror film.
It was. So I guess that was an effect of the full moon.
Sure. It probably was because, you know, maybe not seeing that full moon told them to move or something.
Something.
Or picked up the wind. That would freak me out. It's like the time Joe and I went to Tennessee. We went to Nashville. And it was just the once every 17 years, the locusts or
cicadas.
Yeah,
it's a circadian rhythm.
Oh, there you go. They came out and they were everywhere. I mean, like not like one or two or 50. There were millions of these things. And it was so loud. You were walking down the street. You couldn't even hear yourself
yeah.
think. That's how loud it was.
And they're landing on people. And,
oh,
I mean, they're harmless, but
you're
having this bug that's, what, 3 inches long,
ugh,
and when it lands on you with a thud, you're like freaking out.
And they were everywhere. Oh, it was so gross. But, you know, 17 years later, we'll probably go back there.
Yeah.
It'll happen again.
So it's a good idea to when you see the full moon come out, to get out there and, like we said, bathe in the moon. It's a good time to meditate. It's a good time to energize your crystals, stuff mm-hmm. like that, because it brings you in tune. And if there is an effect on the human body that science cannot prove, it's the same as the spirit world and everything. Science really can't prove it, but we know the effects that it has on the body. So get out there and moonbathe.
Howl at the moon. I don't know. Like, that's kind of a thing. Like, I don't know why people howl at the moon, but they do.
Yeah.
You know, like, who cares? Life's short. Go howl at the moon.
That's whatever. Right.
It's kind of fun. It's like a release. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, here's all my negative doo-doo. Wow.
And that's cleansing your spirit.
Yeah.
So get out there and cleanse your spirit at the moon and make your neighbors think you're all crazy.
Yeah. Maybe they'll call the men and bring you up, put in a straight jacket.
Yeah, take you to the insane asylum where everything else goes crazy on the full moon.
I mean, why not? Life's short. Live it up.
I was hoping to find some stories of actual ER stories of what happened, but I did find on YouTube True Stories of the ER, the full moon edition.
Oh,
it was hilarious.
Gosh, I can imagine.
And I didn't put it in the show because we really want to just talk about the effects and that, but that was so funny.
Man, I can't even imagine what they go through.
Yeah.
I have some crazy.
Well, you worked in retail.
Oh, my God.
During the full moons.
Yeah, I worked in retail for, I don't know, a couple of years, but yeah. There's definitely some winners, you know, back in the day. Now this is probably a lot different now because I think people are a lot more self-centered and more just, you know, I don't want to say
crazy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, you just don't get the customer service like we got years ago. You know, like, it's more of like a self-serve society now. So, you know, people just, they're not kind to, retail workers. I've seen it. So just be nice. Be nice to those people. They're just there trying to do their job.
Yeah. If you yourself have had anything affect during the full moon, do you feel anything different? Let us know. Throw it up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, or call. We have a call-in number. It's on our Facebook page, and we've mentioned it on the other show, so you guys can just
and
go
you
to
noticed
our Facebook.
A couple, and you guys got to listen a couple weeks ago to our first call-in show.
Yeah,
that was fun.
That was fun. I like the questions that people sent in, but yeah, you know, like, there must be something to it.
Yeah, there's got to be. Anyhow, thank you for listening. Get up on our website. I'm going to try to update it as best I can to tell you where we're going to be and come out and see us. We're going to be everywhere this year. We really looked into the events that we're going to, and we want to do fun events. So you guys are going to have a blast when you come out and see us.
Yeah, definitely come out and tell us your paranormal stories.
Yeah.
And if it happens to be on a full moon, we'll go outside and we'll howl at the full moon together.
We'll do a group howl.
There you go. All right, everybody, check out our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Make sure you like and share our page. We appreciate that very much. We'll talk to you next week and have a great week, everybody.
Let's leave it with some numb.
Let's do it.
From 60 Second Crush.
Ow!